From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Nibiru, Planet X. Let's start tonight by telling everyone of the Jewish faith, Happy Rosh Hashanah. Enjoy the new year. Here's what's happening. That tragedy in Mexico because of that earthquake took another twist. At least 21 children, five adults, died at a primary school which collapsed in Mexico City during that Tuesday quake. The 7.1 magnitude quake killed at least 230 people to date. That has caused major damage across states in the center of the country there. Gosh. Hurricane Maria, now downgraded to a Category 2. It's slowing down, but it is considered to be the strongest storm to slam Puerto Rico in more than 80 years. It has destroyed hundreds of homes, knocked out power to nearly the entire island of 3.4 million people, and the power could be out from 3 to 6 months. Paranormal researcher Joshua P. Warren, who appears on the program quite often, lives part of the time in Puerto Rico. Thank God he was not in Puerto Rico at the time that Hurricane Maria hit. But Josh is on the line with us now. Josh, have you checked in or been able to check in with anybody out there?
Well, George, I know a lot of people in Puerto Rico, and I've not been able to communicate with any of them today. And, you know, I've been doing extensive research there for a long time, and I'll just tell you, for decades, the power grid there has been patched up over and over so badly as a tangled mess that even when the weather was beautiful, the power would go out around once a week. And so now with this and the island's deep debt, I mean, we're talking about 3.5 million people, and they may not have clean water, no good ability to communicate and coordinate rescue efforts. And I must remind all the listeners, this is not Florida or Texas where they can drive elsewhere. We're talking about an island over 1,000 miles into the ocean without operating airports, full of United States citizens that were taken by the United States by military force. So it is our duty to look out for these fellow citizens and not allow the kind of suffering that occurred to folks after Katrina to happen to our friends in Puerto Rico.
Joshua, how often would you get out to Puerto Rico?
Well, over the past 5 years, I've been spending at least 3 or 4 months there out of the year. And I knew that every year I was dodging a bullet, because any time one of these monster hurricanes can come through, and if you consider that the hurricane season is still not over, if they get hammered again and again, I mean, it's going to absolutely devastate people on that island, and there's just no telling how bad it could get.
Well, they're estimating here in the United States, if the power goes out for a year because of an EMP or solar flare, 90% of the Americans, Josh, would be dead over a one-year span. 90%. So if power goes out for 3 to 6 months in Puerto Rico, you could be talking about millions of people here.
And that's what's important for everyone listening to realize. It's not just about the initial impact. It is the human suffering that takes place when all of a sudden you are isolated and you can't, again, get clean water. You can't communicate. You don't even have the ability to know what's going on the rest of the island. And, I mean, this could be one of the biggest tragedies ever to hit a U.S. territory. And it's very disturbing. And I hope that everyone will go to the Red Cross or whatever your favorite charity is and please help out Puerto Rican citizens.
Thank you, Josh. We're glad you're safe, but prayers for everybody else in Puerto Rico. My gosh. The North Korean foreign minister has slammed President Donald Trump, saying his threat to destroy that nation amounted to the sound of a dog barking. Speaking to reporters in front of his hotel near the United Nations in New York, he issued the regime's first response to the president's threat a day earlier to totally destroy North Korea if it poses a direct threat to the U.S. or its allies. Earlier this month, hackers broke into Equifax's servers and stole $143 million of everybody's personal information, including their social security numbers. And in response to the attack, Equifax then set up a website so possible victims could verify whether they were affected. Because the process involves sharing sensitive information, consumers have to trust that they're entering their data in the right place. But guess what? It didn't happen. Today, Equifax ended up creating the exact situation on Twitter. In a tweet to a potential victim, the credit bureau linked the wrong site. Instead, they quickly took it down. A United Kingdom supermarket has become the very first in the world to let shoppers pay for groceries using just the veins through the tips of their fingertips. Customers at the store in London can now pay using their unique vein pattern to identify themselves. The firm behind the technology says it is now in serious talks with other major UK supermarkets to adopt high-tech fingerprinting vein scanners at pay points across thousands of stores. Lauren Weinstein, expert on the internet, with us. Whoa, this is going way too fast, Lauren.
Yeah, before I get to that, I have something to say about Equifax here.
Go ahead.
Not only did they direct people to the wrong site, they directed them to a site that was an imitation site of Equifax that was a phishing site.
A phishing site, to steal information.
It wasn't just like a random news site or something. It was a site that was designed to look like an Equifax site and to steal people's information. And we've also learned now that the cause of the problem that resulted in this breach was an unpatched bug that was known to the global community for at least 4 or 5 months.
Unacceptable.
The fixes had been released. They just didn't do them.
Unacceptable. Now there's finger veins,
yeah,
huh?
Finger veins, biometrics. You know, whether you're talking about fingerprints or finger veins or retinal patterns or whatever. This, of course, is a rising trend now to use this as an identification or authentication mechanism. And there's good things to be said about it, but there's always this problem, which is that we have learned over time that many of these systems can be subverted, sometimes by systems that imitate the actual biometric information. This goes back to the old gummy bear fingerprint technique, which was widely known, and newer techniques for these other biometric methods. And once your biometric information has been compromised, you've got a real serious problem, because getting new fingerprints or getting new retinas tends to be painful and expensive, right? I mean, remember the eye transplant scene in my mm-hmm. report? I mean, yep. Literally, that's what you're talking about if you have your retina information compromised. In general, good security isn't based just on one thing like your fingertip veins or your fingerprints or whatever. The rule is, You want to have something that you have and something that you know. The something you have could be a physical token of some sort, a cryptographic token. It could be a biometric information like a fingerprint or a vein print or whatever. And something you know is like a password or a security phrase or something like that. Whenever firms or systems try to shortcut by just using one or the other, that's when you can have a lot of problems. And again, biometrics are particularly problematic because, once again, if they're compromised, you're still stuck with them.
That's a good point. But it's happening, Lauren, and it's happening all around the planet now.
Yeah, and another aspect of this is the push to try to get people to have, ID implants, like the pet ID implants. And there's a firm, again, that's gotten into the news saying we're offering to our employees the ability to get these implants so that they can open doors by waving their hand. No, thank you.
You got it. Lauren, thanks so much. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. You can go to that website right now and start looking at the information, criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a toll-free phone number they set up all the time, 24/7, to help you out. I'll give it to you now. I'll give it to you several times. Ben is with us for about an hour and a half tonight. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben Fuchs, next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Ben Fuchs with us. Pharmacist Ben, of course, he is part of the team with Dr. Joel Wallach and Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com. They have been sponsors and great people to this program for several years now. Ben, doing remarkable work, my friend. Thank you again.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it. And you're doing remarkable work yourself, buddy.
We want to get the word out. I got an email, and I've got a couple of them for you later on tonight. I'm going to read for people who want some information. But I got to thank you for you and the rest of the team. from an individual who said that his health was deplorable until he started hearing Doc Wallach specifically and then you and Joanne Conaway on the program. And he said he decided to take matters into his own hands after listening, taking notes, calling that toll-free number I just gave out. I'll do it again later. And he said it's changed his life.
I love it. I hear those stories all the time. It's like fuel for me. That's what keeps me going, is hearing that kind of feedback. And I'm sure when you hear that as well, George, it's like you can't stop. Once you know.
All you need is one. Just one person who says thank you to this.
Exactly. All you need is one. And we've been doing this now. I've been doing it for 19 years. Doc's been doing it for only God knows how long, 40 years, 50 years.
What took us so long to jump on board with you?
You know, I don't know, George, but
we're very glad
that you did. And we're very honored and proud as well.
Lady Gaga has canceled her tour because she's got fibromyalgia. What is that?
That's so easy to deal with. Fibromyalgia is a fancy schmancy Latin term that means that your muscles are in pain. Fibro means fibers, muscle fibers. Myo means muscles. Alga means pain. Doctors love to use these Latin terms, and what it does is it befuddles the consumer, the patient, and makes us feel so out of control. Health is not complicated, George. Fibromyalgia and all pain issues are caused by inflammation. Once you figure out how to reduce inflammation, pain goes away. Inflammation is the body's defensive response. It's a protective mechanism. Just like when you have a broken ankle or a black eye, you get an inflammation in your eye or in your ankle. That's a way that the body protects the break in the ankle, or it protects the tissue in the eye. You get that same kind of inflammatory response at the microscopic level. And what that does is it causes a pain that seems to be caused by an unknown situation because it's microscopic. But the key point to take home is the reason the body is inflaming is because something is getting inside of it inappropriately, or something is getting inside of it that it doesn't like. And unless you're injecting something into your blood through your skin, the chances are really good that it's based in food. In the case of fibromyalgia, what you're dealing with, and many people have this problem, millions of people suffer from fibromyalgia, what you're dealing with is, number one, digestive issues, and number two, problems breaking down the female hormone estrogen. Did you know 80 to 90% of fibromyalgia patients are women? And that's because of the involvement with estrogen. Estrogen is a very important hormone, and it's a very powerful hormone, but the body has to clear it out very quickly. And when the body doesn't clear it out quickly, it accumulates. Toxic estrogen accumulates, and this is the cause of great distress, not just in women, but mostly in women. Premenstrual syndrome distress, menstrual problems, infertility issues, autoimmune diseases, Alzheimer's disease, fibromyalgia, all of these are related to improper clearance, detoxification of the hormone estrogen, which is cleared and detoxified by the liver, by the intestine, by bacteria that live in the intestine. Basically, you're looking at a digestive tract issue. And if Lady Gaga would give me a call, I would tell her to get on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. I would tell her to start eliminating problem foods. I would tell her to focus on fat metabolism by using digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar with her meals. We've got a wonderful digestive enzyme product called the Ultimate Enzymes. And by the way, digestive enzymes are not just for digestion. When you take digestive enzymes, or Ultimate Enzymes, you can find that at criticalhealthnews.com. When you take our Ultimate Enzymes on an empty stomach, they actually have anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties.
They work better then, you're saying?
What's that?
If they work better on an empty stomach, you're saying?
No. If you take your Ultimate Enzymes with food, they'll help you digest your food. But if you take them on an empty stomach, those same digestive enzymes that help you digest your food will also reduce inflammation, and they can help you with pain. In fact, pre-surgery, for folks who are going into surgery, if you take digestive enzymes, if you take our Ultimate Enzymes on an empty stomach, pre-surgery, you'll have less inflammation post-surgery, and you'll recover much more quickly. And that highlights one of the most important points about a nutritional supplement program, George. When you take a supplement take your vitamin C for a cold, you get less wrinkles. You take your essential fatty acids for your eczema, your skin becomes more moist, and your joint health improves. You take magnesium for your headaches, and your heart health improves.
That's right.
So with supplementation, you get multiple benefits. With drugs, you get side effects. With nutritional supplements, you get multiple benefits.
Throughout the night with Pharmacist Ben, we're going to take your text and tweet questions as well. Tom has one now. Tom?
Hey, Ben, this is from Jeff in South Beach. Is there an easy way to go about changing a person's health habits?
You know, habits are very interesting. Changing habits is really, really tricky.
Discipline, Ben. Discipline.
It takes discipline to start, but the best thing about changing a habit is once you get feedback, once you get positive feedback, it becomes much easier. So you got to start the ball rolling with discipline, absolutely. But once you start a nutritional supplement program, you have more energy. You have less pain. You eat less food. You lose weight. You think more clearly. You have better sex. All the things we love about life improve. So the positive feedback encourages you to stick with it. But, George, your point is well taken. To start the ball rolling, you need to have not even discipline as much as willingness. And you know when we get willingness, unfortunately? When we hit bottom. And that's sometimes what it takes. When you get so frustrated with the condition of your health, when you get so frustrated with the way the doctors and the prescription drugs and the medical model is treating you and the utter failure of the medical protocols that you're getting, when you're so darn frustrated and you don't know what else to do, that's when a lot of people decide that they're going to call, they're going to go to criticalhealthnews.com or they're going to call the folks at Critical Health News and get on a nutritional supplement program. I would encourage people not to wait to the last minute, but unfortunately a lot of people do.
Ben, nearly 17 years ago, I decided to get on a very strict program of exercise and supplementation and to do it. And I got to tell you, in the beginning, you know, and the exercise is a solid 4 days in a row, and then I take 3 days off and go back to four. That's the pattern. And, I mean, there are days you wake up and you go, I don't want to do this. But you do. You get up and you know you need to do it. And when it's done, you feel great.
I know. Is that the best? That you don't get that great feeling, though, George, unless you go through it, unless you push yourself out of
you
bed.
You have to do it.
You have to do it. But that feeling you get after a run or after a workout or after something, anything that you didn't want to do but you actually did it, that's based in neurochemistry and brain chemicals, specifically something called dopamine, which is associated with reward. When we complete a project, George, our brain secretes hormones like we just won the lottery. It's the same kind of chemistry. They're called reward chemicals, and we don't get to have those reward chemicals unless we push ourselves out of bed. And I know exactly what you're saying, because there's times I don't want to go to the gym, but I know when I'm done with my workout, I'm going to feel great, and that's what makes it worthwhile. And it's the same thing with supplements. You know, sometimes you don't feel like taking your supplements. Sometimes you got a whole bunch of stuff you got to put together, and you got to mix your smoothie together and take all the different capsules. But when you're done and you do it, you feel great. You feel successful. You feel like you just accomplished something. And it's true about all the good things in life. If something is really, really good, it's going to take you a little bit of effort to get to it.
Betty from Paris emails. She's listening online, obviously. I don't think I have a radio station in Paris. So she's listening online. She says, why in the world aren't you going 4 hours with Ben Fuchs? I want to address that for a moment, Ben. I have you and Doc Wallach or Joanne on total for 4 hours total for the month, broken down into two two-hour segments. Some people think that's not enough. Some people think, hey, that's enough, maybe too much. I think it's a good pace. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I want all the listeners to know that Doc does a radio program every day. I do a radio program every day. Sometimes I do Doc's radio program. We've got wonderful blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos at criticalhealthnews.com. For folks who want to get that fix of health, and that's what we provide, is a fix of good health. And if you want more than you're getting on Coast to Coast, and we're very thankful and grateful that we get to be on Coast to Coast, go to criticalhealthnews.com, check out our videos, go to my website or my radio program, which is called The Bright Side. It's on every day. Go to Doc's radio program, which is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's on every day. And we are dedicated to getting this message out. We, Doc, myself, Joanne Conaway, all the folks at criticalhealthnews.com, all the folks at Youngevity, are dedicated to helping people understand how their body works. And we're not going to stop until we're dead and gone.
Oh, don't say that. Ben, we're going to come back in just a moment and start early with phone calls. We'll take calls next hour as well. Help just one, and I'll be happy, but you do much more than that. Here's the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the number, not to get on the air, We'll give those out later. But to call people, a real human being is there to help you. Call 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. I'm George Norrie. Pharmacist Ben with us, and we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Pharmacist Ben is the man, and we're going to take your phone calls. He'll give you some advice the best he can when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Our luncheon series continues next Tuesday with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, the paranormal expert here in Los Angeles. Come on by. As I mentioned a couple days ago, they have brought in a couple more tables just for you. Send an email to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. Include your name and phone number. They will get right back and sign you up. lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. George Norrie back with you. We are back with Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your calls this half hour and the next hour. And then later on tonight, we're talking about Planet X, Nibiru, an amazing story just ahead. Don't miss it. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number for people to call for advice, 855, it's toll free, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. I'm told after a show, Ben, that they get hundreds upon hundreds of phone calls.
It's unbelievable, really, George. And I also want to tell people, if you get a busy signal when you're calling today, or if you'd rather write to us instead of calling, we have people who man the emails at health@criticalhealthnews.com. That's health@criticalhealthnews.com. And we love hearing from people. So if you have questions and you want to write rather than talk, or if you're trying to get through and you get a busy signal, you can send us emails to health@criticalhealthnews.com. That's health@criticalhealthnews.com.
Excellent. Let's take some calls. Gosh, this time is going by so fast already. Let's go to John in Citrus Heights, California. Welcome to the program, John. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for getting me on. Anyway, I got a number of friends, quite a few of them, that have been on methadone to get off of their addictions. And I want to know if kratom or kratom, maybe that's how you pronounce it, if that's helpful, or if there, what can a person do to get off of this methadone?
Lots you can do. When you're on opiates and you're trying to withdraw, the body goes into an emergency response when it doesn't have the opiates, and that's what keeps people hooked on it. That emergency response causes anxiety and jitteriness and a horrible, just uncomfortable feeling. The trick to being able to wean yourself off of these opiates is to relax the body as much as possible, number one, and make sure you're pounding, I mean pounding, water-soluble nutritional supplements, specifically the B vitamins and what are called electrolytes. You calm the body down with slow, deep breathing, hot water, lots of showers and baths and relaxation if you're lucky enough to have a spouse or loved one, massages and foot rubs, and you make sure you are pounding, I mean every single minute of the day, drinking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which you can find at criticalhealthnews.com, making sure you're getting these electrolytes and B-complex vitamins that are so important for helping the body deal with anxiety and with stress. You know what, George? B vitamin deficiency is one of the hidden causes of disease that is so tragically unnecessary because of not only nutritional supplements like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is absolutely packed with B vitamins, but also vegetables and eggs and quality living foods are loaded with these substances that are fundamentally important for the heart and for the brain and also for relaxing the body. And so many of our problems are caused by bodies that are in anxiety. So for dealing with opiate withdrawal, make sure you're relaxing the body with slow, deep breathing techniques and anything you could do to relax the muscles and relax the body, and pounding electrolytes and B vitamins, which you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine on criticalhealthnews.com.
What's the barometer, Ben, for how you feel, how you look in terms of supplementation? Is it simply, gosh, I feel great, so something's working?
Yes, you feel great. Nobody feels great when they're on a prescription drug. They might feel better because their symptoms are hidden, but nobody feels great. With nutritional supplements, when you do it correctly, you have more energy, you feel better, inflammation goes down, you look better, your hair is better, your skin is better, you can you can stay up longer without having to go to bed. You just have a better quality of life. And if there's no marker for it, there's no test for it, but you'll know it when you have it.
Ed writes, what are the benefits of K2 and omegas?
Amazing benefits. K2 is vitamin K. There's a few different forms of vitamin K, but K2 is the best form of vitamin K. If you go to a doctor, they'll tell you vitamin K is important for blood clotting, but it's way more important than blood clotting. Vitamin K is like a calcium magnet that keeps calcium in the bones. Vitamin K's main role is actually to help the body work with calcium. So if folks are dealing with osteoporosis or calcification of tissue, things like stones and kidney stones or sometimes people get stones in their tear ducts, vitamin K can help prevent those. And then omega fatty acids, unspeakably important. There's two different kinds. I think you said omega-3. There's omega-6s and omega-3.
And 7s. He also mentioned omega-7. Is there a 7?
7 is another one, yes. It's not an essential fatty acid, but it is also very important fatty acid. It's important for the skin especially. But the two main ones are omega-3s and omega-6s, and those are the ones that are deficient in really commonly deficient in the American diet. The best way to get your omega-3s and omega-6s is in supplements like our Ultimate EFAs. I've been in the skin, you probably know this, George, I've been in the skin business now for 30 years. I can tell you this, one of the hallmark signs of omega-6 and omega-3 deficiencies is problem skin. So for folks dealing with eczema or psoriasis or even just dry skin, that's the body's cry for your Ultimate EFAs, which you'll find at criticalhealthnews.com. Speaking of dry skin, nobody should ever, ever have dry skin, yet that is the most common skin complaint. That's one of the most common health complaints of all. And nobody's supposed to have dry skin because the human skin has moisture factors built into it. And you want to hear something really funny, George? Check this out.
All right.
When you put a moisturizer on, which most of us do when we have dry skin, you suppress your skin's natural moisturizers, which means when your moisturizer wears off, your skin will be drier than it was when you first put your moisturizer on. And this is what keeps people addicted to their moisturizing creams. Moisturization of the skin is a function of fats that are inside the skin. Putting something on top of the skin suppresses the skin's natural moisturizing capabilities. Using omega fatty acids, especially omega-6 fatty acids, which you'll get in the Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus on criticalhealthnews.com, is nature's way of moisturizing your skin without causing any suppression, and you get a bonus of improving brain function, improving neural function, improving bone health, improving digestive health, and all the other things that omega fats do.
Next up, we go to Donna in Alabama. Hello, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. Hi, Joe. Please help me. What do you know about dyspepsia? I am dealing with a digestive bloating as a result of wrong antibiotics by IV that have been given to me over the years. And my weight's like 120 pounds.
I'm very sorry. Here's the deal. Bloating after a regimen of antibiotics is extremely common. That's because antibiotics, as important as they are, do a real number on our gut bacteria. The gut is loaded with bacteria, billions and billions. In fact, quadrillions of bacteria live in the gut, and they have many roles to play in terms of our health, but their most important role is involved in helping us digest our food. When you take a round of antibiotics, not only do you kill the bad bacteria, and by the way, 99% of bacteria are good bacteria. 1% of them are so-called germs, are bad. So when you take a round of antibiotics, and by the way, we're getting antibiotics in our fish, we're getting antibiotics in our meat, we're getting antibiotics in our milk, there's antibiotics in the water, there's antibiotics in pesticides, so you don't have to have a round of antibiotics to be suffering from digestive problems.
And most of them aren't effective.
On top of that, the bacteria mutate and adjust. Exactly right. And now we have a problem with bacterial resistance. So digestive problems after a round or multiple rounds of antibiotics are extremely common. And this is why when you're taking antibiotics, you have to make sure that you're replacing those gut bacteria with our nightly essence, which you'll find at criticalhealthnews.com. It's the best probiotic supplement I know of. We also have other bacteria products like our Suero Gold at criticalhealthnews.com. When you're taking a round of antibiotics, it is critical to make sure that you're also using probiotics, good bacteria, but you don't want to take them together because the antibiotics will kill the probiotics. So you have to wait a couple of hours. And when you're on an antibiotic program, by the way, it's very important that you don't stop in the middle. You have to take the entire regimen the mistake a lot of folks make, and when you stop taking your antibiotics in the middle of the protocol or in the middle of the regimen, this is what can lead to bacterial resistance. So it's important that you continue the protocol, but make sure that you're using your nightly essence probiotics, not at the same time that you take your antibiotics, but maybe a few hours after you take your antibiotic, and then continue not only when you're done with your antibiotics, but for the rest of your life, because there's nothing more important for health, nothing than a healthy intestine and a healthy environment for these good bacteria.
How do the doctors know how much to prescribe the antibiotics?
And the drug companies have to account for something called first pass effect. You know, when you take a drug, George, the body can't wait to get that thing out. It's so important that when the body senses a drug, it immediately clears it out from the liver. So the drug companies have to adjust the dose upwards to account for what's this liver clearance, which is called first pass effect. So most of us are taking extra medication just to make sure that we're getting enough medication to hide our symptoms or to reduce our risks. With nutrition, you don't have that problem. The exact opposite occurs. Instead of the body trying to eliminate the nutritional supplement that you're taking, the body incorporates it. It uses it. It takes it in, and even better, the more deficient you are in nutrients, the faster your body absorbs them. So the sicker you are, the faster your body responds, and that's one of the great gifts of the human body.
Let's go to Dan in Fairbanks, Alaska now, Ben. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you, George, for some of the information on cancer and Ty Bollinger, because I think you saved my life.
Oh, gosh.
When I was 20 years old, I radiated my legs welding because in a confined space because I had to weld between my legs.
Yeah.
And the radiation went up underneath my pants cuffs, and I didn't realize it. And I welded for 10 hours with 15-inch long, quarter-inch big welding rods on crusher rolls.
Oh, God.
Next day, my legs turned purple, and the next day, black, and were real painful. Went to the doctor. He gave me some stuff for the pain, some salve, and told me that sometime I'm going to get cancer, and I did a couple, 3 years ago. Well, with the Ty Bollinger's book and turmeric and carnivora and blood root powder, I got rid of the cancer.
Good for
after
you.
After I put the blood root salve, not powder, but salve on the legs, not even 24 hours, they blistered. And then I got these pits where the tumors were, when the tumors just kind of fell out and lymph was coming out constantly for.
Well, let me tell you, Dan, I'm not sure we did much. I think you did a lot. The individual with that kind of attitude, Ben, really can fight things.
Attitude is everything. How you look at the world has so much to do with how your body shows up.
No doubt about that. Let's take a few more calls and a break, and then we'll come back with an hour of phone calls. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the phone number. And if it's jammed, leave a message. They'll get back to you. 1-855-949-7234. Dan, thank you for that. Let's go next to Perry in Santa Barbara, California. Hi, Perry. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure,
I really
thing.
Appreciate it, my friend. And hello, Dan.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Perry.
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Sometimes it cuts off on my phone here. I also want to thank you for taking niacin, and I take it on an empty stomach, and I am on one medication only, HTCZ, which is like a water pill, you know. Mm-hmm. My blood pressure was taken recently, and it was completely normal. Now, my doctor originally had me on beta blockers, which is
laser
therapy, which actually kills the heart muscles. I take it, and then I have my main questions. But
well, I'm not sure what your question is, but everything you're saying, all the points you made are very well taken. Niacin is a wonderful nutritional supplement, especially for lowering blood pressure. We used to keep it in the pharmacy in the pre-statin days. We used to keep niacin in the pharmacy because it was such a powerful cholesterol lowering supplement. Anybody who wants to get on a statin drug, you want to get on our ultimate niacin. It's the best non-toxic cholesterol-lowering supplement there is. Niacin's also, niacin deficiency is well known for causing, if you go to medical school, they'll tell you it causes the four Ds, diarrhea, dementia, dermatitis, and death. But the thing is, you don't have to have a full-blown niacin deficiency. You may just have a little skin rash, or you may just have a little bit of loose stools or some digestive problems, or you may just be forgetful. See, the doctors always focus on what happens if you have zero niacin, but if you just have not enough niacin, you may have a little mental health issues. And niacin is wonderful for things like social anxiety disorder.
Really? I didn't
Absolutely.
Know that.
Absolutely. Dr. Abram Hoffer, one of the most famous orthomolecular physicians, meaning he used nutritional supplements in his practice, wrote a book on it, on using niacin to treat schizophrenia. And it's well known, niacin is very similar, its chemical structure is very similar to nicotine, and it's well known that schizophrenics tend to smoke a lot more cigarettes than regular folks.
Now, you could flush with niacin, though, right?
One of the issues with niacin, because it opens up your blood vessels so effectively, which is a good thing because it improves detoxification and oxygenation to cells, opening up the blood vessels also drops your blood pressure, but it can occasionally, if you take too much or if your body's not used to the amount that you're taking, can cause that niacin flush, which is a little bit of a little uncomfortable, but it's not really deadly. But niacin is a spectacular. I mean, it's so important as a nutrient, George. Check this out. Most of what we call essential nutrients you have to get in the diet, but niacin is so important. It's technically vitamin B3. It's so important that the body will actually make it if it has to. That's how important it is, and that doesn't happen with any other vitamin. That's how fundamental it is to good health. I think you asked another question.
We're gonna hit the break. Okay. So and everybody's just lining up for you, Ben. So we'll move on with some more phone calls here. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number, humans are there. They tell me the lines are jammed, folks, so leave a message if you can't get through. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. When you went into pharmacy, you also started compounding, making your own drugs, right?
I actually started a compounding pharmacy for the skin back in the 1990s, where I just made skincare or skin health products for people. I love compounding. You know, when we went to pharmacy school, speaking for pharmacists collectively here, when we went to pharmacy school, we didn't go to pharmacy school because we wanted to put pills in a bottle. We went to pharmacy
and
school.
Count them out.
What's that?
And count them out.
Count them out, right. We used to say, count, pour, lick, and stick. So we kind of tease everybody. We said that's what we went to school for 6 years, was to count, pour, lick, and stick. But all of us are really chemists. We love chemistry.
Chemistry's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. We're going to come back. Final hour to go with Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM.